Rory, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I've just turned that one up there. Did you know, by the way, that next week is National Tree Week?
I didn't.
I bet you didn't. Look, they are the lungs of the world, and without them, our world would be very different. Tomorrow marks the beginning of a week-long celebration of our humble trees.
Meow.
There you are. And the headline is Bark Life, because it's all about music and people who have songs. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. You're here to talk about movies. It is Rory Cashin with State.ie. You review movies. So big screen stuff. What's happening in terms of cinemas around the country?
The big one this week is the new Will Smith, Margot Robbie con artist thriller Focus. Will Smith plays a legitimate con artist who sees raw talent in Margot Robbie and takes her under his wing, but he gets distracted. He's concerned that like their sparking relationship is kind of distracting him from his work, so he kind of dumps her unceremoniously on the side of the road.
Yeah, I saw a scene where she showed off how good she was on Graham Norton last night. Mm. Which he was picking pockets all the time, and Will was up there looking down going, this one's good for me.
Exactly. And the film just jumps forward 3 years then. Will Smith is in a long con with a Formula One race car owner, and it turns out that owner's girlfriend is Margot Robbie, and he tries to rekindle a relationship even though he's about to pull off a heist on her boyfriend.
People will know her from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, yes. Yeah. She's very, very good. The film, even though Will Smith is like this charisma magnet, his films lately haven't been great, but he's always been very charismatic, and he's very easy, very likable. She still steals the film out from under him because she's just this like bright beacon of likability, and you just really are drawn to her character. And I think, like, I know she was in an Australian soap, I forget which one it was. It was either Hollyoaks, Home Away, or the other one, Neighbours. And she's still quite young, but she's got a fantastic career ahead of her.
Yeah, they showed a picture of her in one of those last night. I can't remember which one it was. I don't know what her name was. Anyway, so Focus, thumbs up, yeah?
Yeah, it's a really, really good date movie. It's not as smart as it thinks it is, and there's much better con movies out there. But if you're looking for like just kind of a Friday night turn brain off, it's pretty good.
I like a good con movie. Did you ever see House of Games?
I didn't actually. Well, no, that's the 80s one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I've heard
it's
really good things. Yeah,
brilliant. It really is. Anyway, with that, Joe Mantegna, really good. Anyway, where are we now? Yes, give us another movie then.
Focus is good. Next up is It Follows, which is a horror film. And I know you and I disagreed last time over The Babadook, but this, to me...
Well, everybody loved The Babadook except me. I thought it was kind of corny. People say, no, it's good old-fashioned stuff, and you haven't seen that for a while. Yeah, well, then maybe it's better off if you haven't.
Well, this, to me, was what I would describe as like this year's version of The Babadook. It's the horror film that's a bit more intelligent. It's not aimed at 12-year-olds. It's about this girl named Micah Monroe, who people might remember from last year's The Guest, which was also a cult hit. And in this, she ends up going on a date with the new hunky guy in town. They hook up. And when she comes to, she realises that he has passed on an STD, which is a sexually transmitted demon, and only she can see it. And the only way she can get rid of it is to pass it on to somebody else. So she's kind of toying with the guilt of, like, can I pass this on, while also trying to survive this demon that's hunting her down that only she can see. It's really, 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 really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was wondering where you were going with that. It Follows is really good, isn't it?
Yeah, like it's... I know the premise sounds a bit corny, but like it has a lot of...
You mean it's not a true story? Okay.
It has a lot of like Halloween in there, Nightmare on Elm Street. It borrows from bits, but it's also very, very original in its own right. And if you like horror films...
By the way, I was just saying there, House of Games, which is a brilliant movie thing, but House of Cards, of course, happened last night, just after midnight, and the whole thing, season 3, all 13 episodes. I wondered if anybody started at midnight with about 10 minutes to go now. Get in touch.
I know I tried to, but like...
Well, if you watch it all today, get in touch with us tomorrow, because we are going to be talking about binge-washing and all the rest of it. Binge-washing? Binge-watching in terms of like... Because they're all 12 programmes in one go. Amazing. All right, okay, anyway. That's It Follows. Thumbs up. Focus. Thumbs up. Where are we going with the next one? The Boy Next Door.
The Boy Next Door. Unfortunately, it won't be 3 for 3. This is J-Lo's new thriller where she plays an English teacher. She gets a new neighbour who's this 19-year-old. She's played by Ryan Guzman, who was one of the step-ups. And she gets drunk and they have a one-night illicit affair. And she tries to break it off, but it turns out he's a psychopath. So it gets very, very bad very, very quickly for her. It's probably legitimately the worst film you'll see this year. But
it's February still.
But unlike the last time, 50 Shades, this film seems to know that it's terrible and just kind of relishes in it.
That's kind of cool then, isn't it?
Exactly. Like, it's accidentally one of the funniest films I've seen in a long time. Like, I laughed my way all the way through, which you're not supposed to do for a psychological thriller. But it's J-Lo. you know, how seriously can you take her, really?
Made in Manhattan, thumbs up. No, maybe not. Gosh, well, how about the one with George Clooney again?
Out of Sight is the only one. Yeah, it's the only one film I think anyone can take her seriously, and everything else, she's not. Right. She's not a.
Okay, well then, Focus, thumbs up. It Follows, thumbs up. Intelligent Horror, as were, and The Boy Next Door, thumbs definitely down. Unless you want to go to the worst movie of the year and just be able to talk about it, because that's just sometimes as good as one of the best.
Exactly, you'll have an accidentally great time
in terms of conversation. Okay, DVD, small screen.
The big one this week is Nightcrawler, which was recently the Oscar loser for Best Original Screenplay. It's written and directed by Dan Gilroy, who wrote The Last Bourne Identity. This one deals with Jake Gyllenhaal, who is a reporter, one of those like nighttime reporters who films car crashes and home invasions and sells all the gory stuff to the morning news. And he's trying to blackmail Rene Russo into getting more and more stuff and more money from her onto the morning news. But he, again, it seems to be a theme this week, a bit of a psycho, a bit of a sociopath, will do anything he can to get further and further into the world of media, and just kind of the whole film just tears apart the idea of news reporting. It's like bitter. It's bitter about the world of media, but it's also quite good.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah,
Jake is amazing. I mean, all he's got to do is find the character, and he finds it, say, after 2 minutes of this loop. Did you ever see The King of Comedy, the Scorsese movie?
Yeah.
And like Rupert Pupkin, I mean, he's just completely out there. He's completely gone. He talks like the internet and nothing else. He's got nothing else going on, and I thought it was fantastic. He should have been nominated for an Academy Award.
Absolutely, but I think it's one of those films that is too dark and too kind of on the nose for the Academy to recognise fully. And again, he was brilliant, didn't he? He lost all that weight. He looks completely
weird,
different, and he's not the Jake Gyllenhaal that like the audiences would know. He's completely turning himself around. And he had another film this year called Enemy, which is also
DVD.
And he was brilliant in that as well. So he's really turning it on.
Sorry, he wasn't brilliant. He was twice brilliant in that.
Ah, very good, because he was doppelganger.
Yeah.
But
have you seen Enemy? Have you?
Yes.
See, I don't want to say anything necessarily, but have you seen the last 5 seconds? I mean, come on,
it was one of the biggest jumps I've ever had. I like shrieked in the press show.
We've probably given something away here, but to hell with y'all, I don't care really. I mean, we haven't done it anyway. It's bizarre.
Yes.
Okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal, he's always very interesting. He really is. He's fantastic. And in fact, I've seen that other movie, the one that has been 5 or 6 years not being made in Hollywood and was finally made by David O. Russell. Accidental Love is that what it's called.
You should see
him in that. Mother of God, the eyes on him.
The one with the nail in the head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it was called Nailed, I think, originally.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, look, thanks a million for dropping in, Rory. Rory Cashin, it is from state.ie. Definitely, if you're looking for a DVD, Nightcrawler is really very good. Boy Next Door, no. It Follows in Focus, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.